Welcome to a burning fire, Jeremiah 20 and verse 9. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. One of the gigantic battles of our time is the battle over the existence of God and the Bible as the Word of God. Millions do not accept either, and the number seems to be increasing. Furthermore, the faith of many that have been taught in their early years the truth about God and the Bible are having their faith undermined by the philosophies and the pseudo-scientific theories that are widely propagated. And with the swift accumulation of scientific knowledge in our lifetime, men have been led to think that science is the answer to everything and provides the explanation for everything. Our age is not only an age of science, but it is an age when science has become the god of many. Scientism has become a popular religion. Now, we do not ridicule nor speak disparagingly of the wonderful scientific advances and benefits that have occurred. Everyone is better because of the scientific advances in various fields of human activity and endeavor. Scientific words are becoming household words in the land. But we're not blind to the fact that science is being used to destroy man's faith in God and destroy the dignity of the human being, and is used as a weapon for the destruction of confidence in the teaching of the Bible. On just about every level of formal education today, the teachers, the professors, the textbooks, and various activities and promotions are designed to destroy faith in God and the Bible. Atheism is a religion, and it's being taught in our public schools. Humanism is being promoted by public funds through the schools as well as the media and just about every other source of information. And much of it is done under the false assertion that science has proven this or that, and what they're saying is supposed to be the truth. True science, a proven scientific fact, has always been in harmony with the Bible. Now, some theories jar with Scripture. Some false ideas about Scripture jar against actual and factual science. But science, and that word means knowledge, things that can be demonstrated as being true, and the revelation of the Bible, they do not contradict each other. The Bible is not a scientific book, nor was it written after the findings of scientific discovery. And yet there never has been a proven scientific fact that differed from biblical revelation. There never has been any scientific information in the Bible that has been proven to be an error. The unproven, untried, untested, unsubstantiated, and ever-changing theories and speculations of science often contradict the Bible. But such is nothing other than science falsely so-called, 1 Timothy 6 and verse 20. The various fields of science, like archaeology, anthropology, geology, paleontology, biology, psychology, astronomy, and on, all show the Bible in agreement with factual information that can be verified. There are many scientists that have assumed the hypothesis of evolution to be true. Dear listening friend, hear me and hear me well. One of the biggest lies of our day is that the organic evolution theory has been proven to be a scientific fact. And anyone who would make that contention is a liar, even either ignorantly or deliberately. Scientific, provable, demonstrable facts of science show evolution to be false. But it is not sophisticated today to question what a few skeptic experts, so-called, who deny God, have decreed. Organic evolution, by which we mean man having come as a descendant from lower forms of life that began accidentally and gradually developed into his present form, is simply unscientific as well as unbiblical, therefore untrue. This doctrine of evolution, that nothing decided one day to become something, and from that one cell to something everything else that lives gradually developed, it is absurd on its very surface. It is degrading at its worst. That this process all occurred as a natural process is to be a part of that assertion, and it cannot and has not been proven true, but it has been contradicted by scientific and biblical findings time and time and time again. What is interesting is how scientists are ever changing their views regarding evolution because they find errors in their previous beliefs. But one thing remains constant with them, and that is that evolution must be true because the only alternative is that there is God. And this they refuse to accept, even though what they offer as the alternative is repeatedly shown to be an error. For a number of years, and still with some who are behind the times, the fossils were said to prove evolution. The problem for the evolutionist is, however, that fossils prove the sudden appearance of fully developed forms of life rather than the gradual change from one form to another. And this has been embarrassing to the evolutionist, but to no avail in changing his prejudiced mind. They have the great so-called missing links of the evolutionary chain. Little wonder that there would be links that are missing, since the entire chain is so false. Even fraudulent attempts have been put forth to present to the world these so-called missing links. But even after being proved as frauds, the faith of the evolutionist remains steadfast in his concocted theory. He is determined against the revelation of the Bible, even if he has to contradict himself. There was a time when men were supposed to have come from monkeys, but that only made monkeys out of those that believed it. Now men and monkeys are supposed to have come from the same ancestors. Just where and how this came about remains yet a mystery, but we are assured this is a scientific fact. Woe be to those who doubt or question the skeptical so-called scholars of atheism. The Bible, as well as science, and everyday experience of everybody and everything proves that each produces after its own kind. Dogs do not produce cats. Cats do not produce chickens. Lower forms of life have never produced a man. Nor does man produce anything other than man. You are supposed to accept the contradiction of this fact simply because the so-called wise men of evolution have told us so. The evolutionist is spreading his doctrine with great pomp to the extent that any doubter is pictured as a fool. The real problem with that is the failure to recognize who is the real fool. Many just go along with evolution simply because they fear being labeled a fool by those who deny God's existence. A most telling weakness in science is its attempt to repudiate the Bible and to deny the existence of God and its complete incompetence to explain the origin of life. Now, some once held to the doctrine of what they call spontaneous generation. And according to this doctrine, many species of animals were supposed to arise spontaneously from non-living matter. For example, insects were believed to originate from dew, and frogs and toads from the muddy bottom of ponds under the influence of the sun, and skippers came from cheese and fly mattocks from flesh. In other words, something just happened, and the passing of time, and here's Johnny. What could be more unscientific than such an assertion? Something from non-living matter producing life is nonsense. Where's the proof of anything like that, that it has ever occurred? And yet that's what our young and old are being battered with by the evolutionist. Furthermore, where did this marvelous matter come from? You see, friend, even if this matter was so marvelous that to be able to produce life, a dead matter producing life, you still haven't eliminated the existence of God. Some scientists are honest enough to admit that this explanation of life is unscientific. One has said, "We do not know when or how life originated." That's a refreshing admission. Another said, "The actual beginning of life remains an unsolved problem. The gap between earth materials and living matter has not been bridged," said Lord Kelvin. The origin of life is a problem only for those who deny God. The bridge to earthly material and living matter is explained in Genesis. Some so-called brilliant scientists have suggested that life flew off from another planet, and embedded itself here on Earth, and somehow, some way, sometime, just sprang up again. What great evidence. Scientists that deny God must remain very vague regarding origin. They have nothing to support their theories, but they will not accept the only explanation that harmonizes with what can be known. One doctrine that received widespread circulation for a while back in the late 50s and early 60s was that our planet was visited by outer world creatures who found the environment not to their liking and they left. Now, it is not said just where they might have landed. But they left some of their garbage, we are told, and from that garbage came all forms of living creatures now on Earth. Now, this was presented over national television. I saw it personally. It was not a joke, but in serious discussion about origins. I saw it and I heard it. This may be the explanation, however, why so many people are so trashy that they've all come from garbage. And people who say such things contend the faith of the Bible is foolish? Down through the ages there have been those who, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, Romans 1 and verse 20. Our day has a bountiful crop of just such people. Now, we have not the time to show the fallacies of evolution in this one lesson, the contradictions of atheism and humanism, and the foolishness of all the proposed explanations of the origin of life put forward by those who deny God and scoff at the Bible. But I want us to consider just one or two additional matters. Every science book ever written is soon out of date because of new findings. But not a line of God's Word has to be altered. And I would like to warn just here that many of the so-called modern versions are busy destroying the Bible by changing the Word of God, and you need to be aware of that. But that's another very important subject. But the Word of God endureth forever, just as the Apostle Peter taught in 1 Peter 1 and verse 25, and not a word has been proven false. Not a doctrine needs to be changed to satisfy what can be demonstrated by science. Friend, why follow the altering and declare it to be right, but discard the unalterable that has never been shown to be wrong? Nobody living was present at the beginning, of course. We must rely on revelation. That revelation must have been shown to be reliable and trustworthy. This the Bible has been demonstrated to be, time and time again, generation after generation, with evidence atop evidence. The origin of life is God. The idea that blind forces, without plan, accidentally touched off something somewhere unknown, and that all that produced a single cell for which every form of life has gradually and naturally developed is about as stupid and unscientific as a person can get. Such a doctrine fits nothing except the deep longings of a rebellious heart that wishes to do his own thing, being accountable to nobody, showing himself to be somewhat among his fellows, and therefore must come up with something to show that God does not exist and the Bible cannot be true. Organic evolution is what they've come up with. So the efforts continue, and they always will continue, but with the same futility. We must recognize, however, that more and more atheists are now contending that the explanation of origins is irrelevant anyway. That's an admission of the defeat of their position. And so they just don't want to discuss it anymore. They don't see the need for investigating that much anymore. We wonder why they reached that conclusion after they made such strenuous efforts to show the origins of life. Could it be that it overpowers their atheism when the evidence is presented? We're inclined to think so. And we say so, and forthrightly insist that the biblical explanation of origins, Almighty God as Creator, fits every fact and is reasonable. It conflicts with no truth. And therein is the reason for the dignity of the human being and the purpose in this life. This has been A Burning Fire, and your speaker is Jim Boyd. Until next time.